of treats.
So much poo for sure.
Okay, so let's begin with the... No problem. Let's begin with the sugya on Daf Mem Tesim Beis in Shabbos by the two dots in the middle of the page. Okay, so the Gemara here has machlokes about the source for Isra Malacha on Shabbos. Let's see, it's not clear what the maskana of the Gemara is. Mikey, you want to read the Gemara? Hadar Yasvi V'kami Bailu.
Hadar Yasvi V'kami Bailu. Ad Itznan Avos V'lavos Arba Im Chasar Achas Keneged Me Amalahu Rabbi Chanina Barchama Keneged Avodos HaMishkan. Okay, so that's one opinion. Amalahu Rabbi Yochanan Bar Rabbi Lazar Kach Amar Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Yossi Ben Lakunya Keneged Malacha Malachto Umalechas Shibatora Arbaim Chasar Achas.
Right.
So the time it's written in the Torah.
Right, the number of times that the word malacha and its different variations appears in the Torah.
Yeah.
Right, so what would you say the machlokas here is?
I guess it seems like the source of the number.
Okay. I mean, it's this question of how do you know the number 39? Okay. Tosos is very much bothered by this machlokes, right? Why? Do you see Tosos here? Arbayim and Kenegan. So there's a problem. If you're just looking at the Mishkan, right? So how would you get to the number 39? Right? It seems somewhat arbitrary that you decide that, oh, it happens to be that there are just 39 important malachos in the Mishkan. So Tosos points this out and says it can't be. Arbayim arvalos malachos chaser achas Kenegan mi. The harbi malachos yesh to damin lahadadi. There are a lot of malachos that are too similar, and we would have counted them all only as one av malacha. And it gives examples like Hainu Zora, Hainu Bora, Hainu Merakid. And if not for our prior knowledge that there are 39 different avos, so we never would have figured out that there are 39 categories of Shabbos. That's Tosos Lashitaso, that you really need both sources. Right, Tosos and Dibur Maskel, Keneged Kol Malacha Sheva Torah. Alright, so Mikey, you want to read that?
So he said that the number is provided by the amount of time.
As he's about to say, in Keneged Kol Malacha Sheva Torah.
I don't know. To me, that. Alright, I guess because to me, like later on, it just seems like the number is already established.
From where?
I don't know. From somewhere, because it seems like they have this number 39 and they're trying to like cut
that
down.
That's what Shimon Rabbi Yossi ben Lakunya is saying. Keneged Malacha Malachto Malacha Sheva Torah Barim Chasar Achas. The word malacha appears 39 times.
Yeah, but it doesn't. That's the thing. It appears more times. They exclude some of them.
Because it depends whether that's referring to malacha or it's referring to just work.
No, I mean I agree with you, but that it seems clear to me, or it seems to me that it really that they have the number 39. They're trying to. There are all these different understandings of which words malacha count and which ones don't count, because they're trying to arrive at. Everyone's trying to arrive at the number 39. They just have different arguments about like which actual specific examples like refer to that 39. Like
it seems like it's a nice thing that you can say. Like we have 39 malachas, and it just happens to be that.
Well, then where did 39? Where did 39 come from? According to you.
I don't know. It just doesn't seem.
I mean, according to you, what's the Gemara trying to do here?
Because otherwise, why would it just be 39? Like, why can't they just include all any conjugation of the word malacha? Like,
let's put it this way. So you want to say the Mishnah came first. So the Gemara on Mem Tes came across the Gemara, the Mishnah on Ayin Gimel, and said, "Oh, avos malachos arba'im chaser achas." And then the Gemara wants to know, where does that come from? Right. So they're still reading it back into the Pesukim, but they're claiming that this is where the Mishnah got it from. And so either way, in terms of whether they're reconstructing from the Mishnah, or whether they were able to approach the Chumashim, let's say, a priori, and say, oh, there are 39 times where Malacha appears, so there must be 39 Malachos. So that's an important question, but I don't think it will affect the actual source that the Gemara claims on Mem Tes. As the Tosfos here, Dibur Maskel, Keneged Kol Malacha Sheva Torah, already claims that it can't be that they're arguing. Why? So just read it quickly.
Tosos. Okay. Can I get a kol malacha sheva Torah? L'chora nira diyalef nami mi mishkan. Shahari the kach nismecha parsha Shabbos, the parsha Mishkan. Right? right? So that's how we know.
That that's a medrash that says that they're connected to tell you that all the things that they did in the Mishkan are usur on Shabbos. How seriously you take that connection is important, whether it's referring only to the Binyan HaMishkan, or whether it's also referring to avodos that were done inside the Mishkan.
Right.
Meaning like Afiyah, was Afiyah important for the... Hotzah may be important in that way, and also Afiyah. Is Afiyah significant because they had to cook the dyes, or is Afiyah because with the Menachos that they used to bring as Karbanos, they had to do some cooking? So is it just the Binyan HaMishkan that's important, or even just even the avodos that happened inside the Mishkan? Okay, go on.
Right, so right, you have to like you just get the number from the other source. This is what's telling you what's actually melacha and toldos.
Right, the ein svar lomar.
The ein svar lomar she midatam beiroru melachos hachashuvos veasaum avos.
It's inconceivable that Chazal actually picked out these 39 malachos as the avos malachos. It must be that they're working with some model.
Yeah.
Otherwise, there's no probability that these would have just been the most intuitive 39 malachos. Mm-hmm. So Tos says you need both models. Why? One for the number, 39, and one to tell you the content of what those 39 produce. Tosus rejects it or he keeps it? Lamaskana. Yeah, Tosus rejects it. Because the Gemara in the continuation tries to bring a proof that the source is from the Mishkan. After all, the Gemara later on says, Tanya kimanda amar keneged avodos haMishkan. The Tanya in chayav ne'el ha-malacha shekiyotzei b'haisav Mishkan. Because you have a brisa that says you're only chayav for a malacha shehaisav Mishkan, so you see that the other mandamar is incorrect. According to Tosfos, the Gemara never could have said that. Because according to Tosfos, they're both true. So you have one brisa that says that they're learned out from the Mishkan, but that can never be to the exclusion that it's also learned out from Malacha, Malachto, Malachas. The Tosus rejects what his earlier svara. That's the end of the Tosus, the Ramaschal Keneged. Now the Ramban, right here on Mem Pesman Beis, so he has a clever way to try to explain why even the Maskana you could hold on to both of the sources. Okay. According to Ramban, the Maskana, even both of these sources are true. I think the strongest formulation that I saw in the Rishonim so far, I don't know if I'm anybody see the Reim in Resh Ayin Dalid. The Reim in Resh Ayin Dalid. You see it?
Yeah.
So what do you think of the Reim? Q, you see it?
I did. But maybe early in the morning. I have notes on it, but they're not so quick here.
That's quite alright.
To me, it seemed like there was a difference between the two mandamars, according to the Ram.
According to the Ram?
That if you held that we learned from the Torah, then there's more leeway for the Chachamim to try to be oser things.
I mean, because of his Lamasra Kasavel Chachamim?
That's what I thought, but maybe that's. I didn't know when he stopped talking about the Gemara, when he just started talking about Kali, or when he was just talking about Dafka in that second opinion, the last five lines of the Ram. I wasn't.
All right, so let me just read you a line from the Reim. Everybody have the Reim in front of them? Simon Reish Ayin Dalin. So he quotes our Gemara Mem Testament Beis. Vamina b'Shabbos Perek Bam and Tomne Hani Avos Keneged Mi. He quotes one day Avodas HaMishkan, other day Keneged Melacha Melach Melacho Sheba Torah. The Ro Chachamim Elu HaMelachos Hadomos. So the Chachamim looked for the Melachos which are most similar. There's a Gersa problem here. Avoda Hadome Hi Nikres Melacha. So and a malacha, which is something similar to an avoda that was done in the mikdash, that's what's called malacha. Techsev malachas avoda lo sasu. The Torah says malachas avoda lo sasu. There's a huge problem here. Chana, you should know this. No? Deborah, what do you think? What do you think about the pasuk that he's quoting?
Is it not the one that's by the Mishkan?
Yeah. Well, forget about that it's not by the Mishkan. He's quoting a pasuk from Yom Tov. Yeah, now you say, yeah. So, he and Nikves Melacha, Dechsev Melacha Savoda Lo Sasu. So the Reim quotes a pasuk of Melacha Savoda, which appears by Yom Tov. Now we'll see the Ramban a little later, where the Ramban thinks that this pasuk is the greatest proof that Melacha on Yom Tov is absolutely different from Melacha on Shabbos. And I saw you guys were like reading the Ramban before. But the Reim quotes this for Shabbos. So what's he doing here? So I think the Reim what the Iram is trying to do, the Iram is trying to show you that you have one source from Losasa Komalacha, you have another source from the Smichas Parshios to Avodas HaMishkan. And those two sources actually converge in the other source, which appears by Yom Tov, of Meleches Avoda Losasu. A Malacha that's Dome to Avoda in the Mikdash, that's considered Meleches Avoda. So the Ramban, which we'll see later, so the Ramban actually has this other read of the Pasuk, where the Ramban says, the Torah says, Ach asher yachel l'chol nefesh hulavado yes elechem. The Torah says, Losasa kol Malacha. Combine the two on Yontif, you have a new phrase of Meleches Avoda. But what the Iraim's doing is saying that, look, you have one model of Losasa kol Malacha, you have another model of Avodas HaMishkan, combine the two, and now the new Isser Malacha, which you have later on in the Torah, which is the combination of the earlier two sources, is Meleches Avoda, which is referring to Malacha and the Mishkan. So I thought that the Iraim is definitely combining these two sources. Good. What does it mean for us that there are two different sources? So you find in other areas, let's say take tefillah, for example. Now, what are the two sources of tefillah? Q, what are there two sources for tefillah?
I don't like B'chol
L'Avchem. Okay, so maybe that's, but with the three tefillos during the day, what are they patterned after?
Korbanot or Avot.
Right, either a keneged Avos, Tiknam, right? Or it's keneged the Korbanos. So the shaila is, are those just two different sources for the mitzvah or the different tefillos, or do you assume that the different sources imply a different kind of a mitzvah's tefillah? And maybe they're nafkamina as to whether tefillah is patterned after the avos, whether it's patterned after the tamidin. So right over here, is there some sort of nafkamina as to whether the source is the Mishkan, or whether the source is from Losasa Komalacha? Or is there significance to the fact that both of them could serve even the maskana as sources for the Isser of Shabbos? So let's let that question hang for a second. Let me just bring something else to your attention, which I forgot to put in the Mar Makomos. You have to forgive me. The Gemara in Chulin on Daf Hey says that a mumur l'chal Shabbos is a mumur l'chal Torah Kula. Okay, so if somebody normally violates an Aveira, so that's a bad thing, but at best they'll become a mumur l'osav davar. But if someone's a mumur either l'chal Shabbos or a mumur l'avodazara, so then they're considered a mumar l'chol tara kula. Okay? Because there's something intrinsically more chamor about Shabbos and Avodah Zarah in contrast to the other mitzvahs. So why is that? Why is a mumar l'chol Shabbos the mumar l'chol tara kula? So Rashi on the Gemara in Chulin and Daf Hei says, Hay tana chamir le Shabbos k'avodas kochavim, da'ovid avodas kochavim kofer b'kodesh baruch hu, v'hamechal al Shabbos kofer b'maisav, Umeid Sheker Shaloshavas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ma'asa Bereishis. It's Rashi in the bottom of Chulin Hayman Aleph. Second to last Rashi. So according to Rashi, someone who does Malacha on Shabbos is considered Mumachal Torah Kula because she's denying Ma'asa Bereishis. He's denying that Hashem rested on Shabbos. It's pretty intuitive. Right? The Rambam, though, in the end of Hilchos Shabbos, in the very last Halacha, so the Rambam says, I had it here, the Rambam says that if you do malacha on Shabbos, you're mum l'chol Torah Kula, just like Avodah Zarah, because Shabbos is nikra os. It's nikra and os between Hashem and Bnei Yisrael. And someone who does malacha on Shabbos is denying that os between Hashem and Bnei Yisrael. Osi b'ni b'Bnei Yisrael, osi li'olam. Anybody have the lashon of the Rambam? It's the last halacha in Parak Lamed of Hilchos Shabbos. So these are different points. According to Rashi, doing malacha is basically edus, is you're denying that Hashem rested on Shabbos. So the malacha per se is a confrontation to the Yom of Shabbos. But according to the Rambam, it's a very different point. According to the Rambam, the fact that you're doing malacha is just a way of you're not keeping that bris between Hashem and Bnei Yisrael. You have it? Or no?
No.
Q, you have it? Yes, what does he say?
Shabbat ve'avodah zarah, kol echad mishtehen shkula k'neged shar kol mitzvot ha'torah, ve'ashabbat yi'ot shebin ha'kadosh baruch hu v'enenu le'olam. Lefichach, kol ha'over al shar mitzvot, harihu bichlal rishei Yisrael, aval mechalal shabbat v'farhesya, harihu k'oved avodah zarah, u'shnehem k'goyim l'chol divrehem. And quotes some sukkim.
So you quoted the os?
Yeah.
I think I just missed that part.
Okay.
So what's the difference? I mean, they're both saying that someone who does malacha on Shabbos, Befarhesia, Bemezid, is in big trouble. but they're emphasizing different points of the different aspects of the Isra Malacha. So could it be that there are different Isurim built into the Isra Malacha that we're going to see?
I mean, I don't know. We keep going back to like the davening. I miss out davening for things.
That's what Ram's quoting?
No. But I was just thinking, You have Zecher Maaseh Bereishit and Zecher Yetziat Mitzrayim. You have the creation aspect of Shabbat, which could just be Malacha in general. And you have, I guess you're talking Hashem and Yisrael, the Mishkan.
Right, so what's funny is, does Isra Malacha have anything to do with Yetziat Mitzrayim? I think the convention is that Isra Malacha relates to Maaseh Bereishit.
Right, but it also relates to the Mishkan, which is part of, I mean, you know, we say, why is the Mishkan Shemot? Because they really weren't done with, I don't know, their redemption until you built the Mishkan, the whole thing. So it's not, I mean, it's not perfectly connected, but there are these two aspects.
So maybe that already relates to a different aspect of Shabbos? Interesting.
Right, there's the you know, reality of Shabbat and Maaseh Bereishit, and there's also the special Shabbat.
Bereishis and Shemos.
Yeah.
All right. It's definitely something to think about. So maybe that's like part of the difference between Rashi and Rambam. Okay, so I wonder, does this somehow relate to the two different sources about Avodas HaMishkan, the Lo Sa'asa Kol Melacha? Now, just looking at these two sources, I'm just curious. Would you say which one of them would imply that each Melacha itself has more of a distinct Shem?
Between Rashi and Rambam?
No, between the two sources in the Gemara and the Tasman Beis. That implies what?
That each malacha is related to
its own entry. Because each one's spelled out.
I think you can make an argument either way. Yeah.
Because that'll be making the argument one way.
Yeah.
And how do you make the argument the other way?
That from the Mishkan is each malacha is clearly a separate malacha. So they're, meaning, the drasha of finding the massive context of malacha and Torah is all the same word. So it's all.
Right. So on the one. So at least on the one hand, lo sa'asa kol malacha is all. It's all. Unified under the phrase malacha. It happens to be, it's stated 39 times. So maybe there's a unified theme for Lo Sa'asa Kol Malacha.
There's
an
emphasis on each individual time malacha is listed, right? It just creates the number of the overall number.
Right, so maybe the Iker is Lo Sa'asa Kol Malacha.
There's an emphasis on the individual malachas, right? But for the Mishkan, there's an emphasis on each specific
the different
one.
Stages of construction.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. So I think you're right. That I think the more intuitive way is that if you're learning from the Mishkan, then there's more of a distinction between malachos. Whereas if it's Lo Sa'asa Kol Malacha, then there's more room to say that there's a general Isser. Now, if we find things that are defined as malachos on Shabbos, but are not on the Mishkan, right, then it's clear that we're falling back on a source independent of the Mishkan. And that can't be the sole source for Isser Shabbos. So is there evidence of those kinds of malachos? That's what we're going to look at today. So I mentioned at the end of last week that there are five Gemaras that seem to indicate a general Isser of Malacha on Shabbos, right? That don't fall under the categories of Lamitas Malachos. And so what's our first source that we have of a general Isser Shabbos that doesn't fall under one of the Avos Malachos?
Beitza? I mean, I don't know which one you're going
to. What do you have in Beitza? Yeah, you don't, fine.
You have let me find my notes.
Beit Zachav Zayin, you have? Beit Zachav Zayin my base?
It's maybe I wrote the wrong daf.
You have Rashi on.
Yeah,
let's look at Rashi and Beit Zachav on Chav Zayin my base.
Okay.
All right. So the Mishnah there says that maybe Chala Tameya is going to be Mukta on Yantif, and Rashi explains why. Chala Tameya. So why is it going to be Mukta? Says Rashi.
Because
there's a problem of burning Truma Tameah on Yom Tov. There's a problem of burning Truma Tameah on Yom Tov. Okay, so I won't burn it. So I'll be machil it to klavim. I'll feed the Truma Tameah, which I have to get rid of, I'll feed it to the dogs. Is that a problem on Yom Tov? It's a problem?
According to Rashi.
According to Rashi, why?
Because the problem of destroying Truma Tameah is a separate issue from other things.
Why?
You see that because we forbid, you know, burning Shemen Tzrifa for Nerot, we see that it's not just Havara Shina Tzricha, it's also Havara Shetzricha, it's forbidden too. And so it becomes its own category of Nerot.
So what's the Isser according to Rashi of being Machil Chuma Tmei Leklavim?
He says Melacha.
Under which? Yeah?
I thought he said that.
From Rashi it's not so clear what the actual Isser is. Rashi says, Drachmana Akshava Lahavarasan, the Torah... What? Tichshiv be'ish yisarev, I think. Hilkach malacha hi. So what does Rashi mean that it's a malacha? Does Rashi mean, from this Rashi it seems that it's not that this is considered maleches havara, because you're not actually burning it. All you're doing is feeding it to your dog. There's no malacha involved. There's no burning it when you drop it in the dog bucket. But because the Torah uses the lashon of yisarif, so therefore it's going to be considered a malacha on Shabbos, even though it's not considered maleches havara. So what category does this fall under? Right, how could he have this av malach? Now, it's interesting when the Shita Mekubetzes and Beitza quotes it.
Yes.
What are you going to say?
No, I was just saying, I think it's still considered Havara. I mean, first of all, because in the beginning, in the first line, it says, the inner arm cut into man, min out, and beyond, but filo idea, that behemoth, meaning that behemoth could be considered like a form of Havara. I remember, like, Mary Ed's just trying to say that, like, in Pesachim, there's like a Shita that, in, even like, right, that the, you that says that you have to dafka burn chametz.
She does a Behuda.
You have to burn. I remember like learning that there are.
Ki adam eats asada.
What?
Ki adam eats asada.
Yeah, exactly.
That's crazy, Rashash.
Yeah.
I don't know what he means by it.
But he
thinks that's actually a sreifa.
Yeah.
It's crazy, Rashash.
Right. So, but even if you don't go that far, it seems like Rashi could be saying that, right? Even
maybe.
Here.
Maybe, but even from Rashi, it sounds you could definitely understand it that way. And the Shidun Kabetz and Beitza tries to understand it that way. He says, "Pirush Rashi, Rachmana Achshiva leHavara, Dechshiv Eisi Sarif Hilkach Malachi." The Torah considers it to be Havara, but from Rashi, it doesn't sound like that the Torah considers it to be Havara. Just the Torah is Machshiv its destruction by referring to it as Sreifa, even though it's just going to be a generic Malachi. Right. So I think you could definitely read away Rashi the way you're reading it. From his language, it doesn't sound like he's saying v'zet holda desreifai. So maybe this Rashi is one indication of a broader Isra Malacha, even if something doesn't fall under one of the Avos Malacha. Fine. That's Rashi in Beit Zachav Zayin and Beis. Then we have the Gemara in Pesachim on... Now, this Rashi is problematic, actually, which the Pnei Yeshua points out and the Nodi Behuda point out, because the Gemara in Pesachim tries to bring a proof from a sheet of Rabbi Akiva there. Rabbi Akiva says that you can't get rid of chametz on yontif. So the Gemara says, kamash malan, that Rabbi Akiva holds, ein bir chametz el asreifa. So the Chornim asks, if that's really, if what Rashi says in Beitza is correct, that sometimes you could consider something to be a malacha, even though it's not actually sreifa, how does the Gemara know that Rabbi Akiva's shita, that you can't destroy chametz on yontif, entails holding that bir chametz is actually sreifa? Maybe Rabbi Akiva holds like the chachamim that bir chametz could be b'chol davar, just it's considered halachic. Halachically, it's considered a malacha, even though there's no actual action that is a malacha. So, Nodi Behuda and the Pnei Yeshua are very bothered by this question from Pesachim Daf Hei, and they give their own answers. Nodi Behuda suggests that there's no such thing as a subjective malacha. So since bir chametz is only something that falls on the owner, there's only an obligation if it's your chametz. Shalcha yatera avatera shalachayir mishal gavawa. So you never find anywhere in Shabbos that a malacha could be Q's malacha but not Chana's malacha. That's what Nodi Behuda says. So it must be that on Pesach bir chametz is not a malacha unless it's sreifa. But on for bir truma tmeya, where everybody has a chiyuv, so then that's going to be a malacha across the board. That's the Nodi Behuda's answer. The Pnei Yeshua gives a different answer, and he says that the mitzvah of bir chametz is not to destroy the object, it's just to get rid of it. Whereas the mitzvah of truma tmeya is actually to destroy it from, destroy its existence altogether. So maybe the Torah only considers havara where it's destruction in its entirety. Only that's considered a malacha. So that's how they try to deal with this problem from Rashi and Pesachim on Daf Hei. It touches on this interesting question whether or not you could have a subjectively defined malacha. But what's our next source? Let's take a look at the Gemara in Pesachim on Mem Zayin and Beis. So what do we have there? Chana, you see it? Jennifer? You see it?
Wait, the Gemara...
Sachem Mem Zayin Beis, Muktzah?
That's like about
Tikkun HaShulchan? No. That's about the Havmina that Muktzah is Daraisa.
Yeah.
Got it? Do you remember seeing it?
Yep.
So what's so strange? What's interesting about the Gemara? Here the Gemara is a little more explicit in the way that Jeremy thought the Gemara and Beitza, Rashi and Beitza was explicit. The Gemara says, how do you know that Beitza, how do you know that Mukta is not Asr Midaraisa? The Gemara says, how do you know? Someone who's Mevashel, like a Gira Nasha and Yom Tov, how many times is he Chayiv? He's a little bit chumish. The Gemara is trying to figure out which is the Isser of Yom Tov which he violated. So the Gemara suggests maybe he violated an Isser Doraisa Mukta. Now we don't hold that Mukta is Asr, well, at least it seems like we don't hold that Mukta is Asr Midaraisa. So the Gemara counters, the Mukta Doraisa who? So Amar Le'in, Techsev Haya B'yam HaShishi, Pehechinu Es Asher Yaviyu, Vaz Harasa Mihacha, B'nilos Asa Kol Malacha. So here, the Gemara is assuming that maybe Mukta would be defined as a Malacha. Now, it doesn't seem like there's any Havamina here that... Where's this pasuk of a chinu es asher yaviyu? That's a pasuk by the man, right? So it's not a pasuk by the Mishkan at all. So here you have a havmin in the Gemara at least that muktzah will be asr mishum lo sase kol malach as a general iser, even though it wouldn't fall under any of the lamatas avos malachos. And the Meiri commenting on this Gemara, so the Meiri makes the case that that havmin is never rejected in the end of the day. At the end of the day, muktzah is asr midaraisa. From the Gemara, it doesn't sound that way. So he says, no, the Gemara is just trying to give an answer according to the question that the Gemara asks. But really, you could still hold that Muktzah is Asr Midaraisa, even the Maskana Mishum Lo Sase Kol Malacha. Muktzah Shenesar B'Yom Tov, Yesh Poskin Shemin HaTorah Nesar, U'mashe Shala B'Sugya Zu L'Rabba, according to how the Gemara explains it, V'chi Muktzah Doraisa Kvar Heshev Lohem In, V'azarasa Mehacha V'Lo Sase Kol Malacha. So Miri thinks that even the Maskana, you have this Isser Daraisa that's not part of the Lamatas Malachos, but Asr Mishum Lasasa Kol Malacha. So that's our second source that we're going to point to. Our third is the Gemara and Shabbos on Kufnu and Gimel Amud Beis. Here the Gemara is discussing an Isser of Mechamer, which roughly speaking means that you're not allowed to have your animal do Malacha. Just like you're not allowed to do Malacha, so your animal can't be doing malacha for you on Shabbos. Now there's machlokas in the Gemara. What are you chayiv for if your animal does malacha? Are you chayiv a chatas and kares? Are you chayiv chatas and skila? Or are you chayiv malchus because you violated a lav? It's Gemara and Kufnin Dalet Amud Aleph. According to one day in the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hamechamer Achar Behemta B'Shabbos Patar Mikulam. That's if you're mechamer on Shabbos, you're patar from everything. According to the day of on the Gemara in Kufnin Gimel Amud Beis, according to Rami Bar Chama, Hamechamer Achar Behemta B'Shabbos B'Shogig Chayev Chatas B'Mezer Chayev Skila. Does it have the same chumra as the other Lamatas Malachos, or is it just considered a lav? So one day in Kufnin Gimel Beis, one day in Kufnin Dalet Amud Aleph. Now the Ramban is very excited, and the Ramban says, "Wait a second, you could be Chayev Kares, you could be Chayev Skila, and a Chatas for Mechamer." Then why isn't it in the Mishnah on Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph? How is it different from the other Lamentas Malachos? So, first the Ramban explains. Well, here's the question. Iga tekashalu. L'rami bar chama, mailo tani lagabi avos malachos. L'v'eino kushya. D'machamer lav malacha bifnei atzmahi. She'eino chayiv ela ala malachos she'nishnu perakal gadol. So Ramban says that this machamer is not a new av malacha. It's just a more more liberal definition of the action of violating the other Lamentas Malachos. So it's not that there are 40 Malachos, 39 Avos, plus Mechamer. There are 39 Avos Malachos, and there's a Chiddush in the Torah that not only are you obligated, are you Chayiv for you doing Malacha, you're Chayiv also for doing a Malacha through your animal. So it's an extension of the definition of a Maisa Aveira, but not a new definition of Malacha. That's one Girsa in the Ramban. So according to that, you don't necessarily have a malacha that's not part of the Avos Malachos. But according to the other, there's another Dibur Maskil in the Ramban. Here they say, Keta Zeh Api Ksaviad something. Ksaviad Mem. Maybe Ksaviad Munchen. I don't know. Oh, Ksaviad Madrid. So in some of the Kisvei Yad, they have another Divrei Maskil than the Ramban. And the Ramban poses the same question, but here it gives a different answer. V'efshar d'lo havis v'mishkan. So therefore, lo katani la ba'av, af al pi shepirsha Torah chiyuva. So here the Ramban suggests that it's not that mechamer is just a new way of violating the other lamatas. And a chanami, mechamer is a separate iser bifnei atzma. It's just that since it wasn't in the Mishkan, so it doesn't constitute an av malacha. It's going to be usher deoraisa, and it's going to be chayav achatas, and it's going to be chayav skila, if you do it b'mezid.
Wait, question. So didn't we say earlier that he says that both sources are true, the Ramban?
Right.
Here it seems to imply that just the Mishkan source is true.
No, so maybe the Mishnah only lists things that are both in the Mishkan and in malacha.
But it doesn't have to be 39. If he's going to say both sources are true, then the other source is implying that it's 39.
So Mechamer is a little trickier, because Mechamer, it says, Lo sasa kol malacha, ato bincha vitecha, avdecha v'amascha v'amtecha. So the shaila is, so it could be that malachos, the 39 malachos, refer to things that you're doing, and then you have a separate, explicit iser v'amtecha.
Well, that's the first answer. I'm talking about the second answer of the Ramban.
Right, so I'm just not sure if the Ramban here still might say you have a separate Gzeres HaKasev telling you that it's Aser. And that turns it into an Av Malacha still. It's just not in the Mishkan. I understand. It's
what?
Right.
So then it would be 39 plus this?
Right. It's tricky. But he does say that it would be an Av Malacha.
To me, the first reason it can be both. The second Divrei Maskil you just read implies that he disregards, like, 39 is not the most important part about this, right? It's not about 39, which is what the other.
Right, well, it's not that the 39 would be things that were in the Mishkan and have a Shem Malacha, but you could have things that have a Shem Malacha, but aren't part of the 39 because they weren't in the Mishkan.
All right, so then the emphasis is only on the Mishkan.
For the Ramban?
Yeah.
The emphasis of the Mishnah. But the emphasis of Yisurei Shabbos could be more expansive in the Mishkan.
Okay.
When you have something that's Chayv Skila and Chayv Chatas, I mean, if you do, let's say, everything plus Mechamer Behelam Echad, so you'd be Chayv 40 Chatos, not 39. Whereas according to his first day, that's not true. Because it's not a separate Isser. Right. So this Ramban, if you take the first day of the Ramban, that's just an extension of the Maisa Veira. Right, it's considered an extension of your action, so then it doesn't really take a stance on this question. If you take the second answer of the Ramban, where he's saying that the only reason why it's left out of the Mishnah on Ayin Gimel is because of technicality, it wasn't in the Mishkan, so then he's already acknowledging that there's a broader category of this from Malacha. Rachel, you had a question?
No.
Okay. That's our third Gemara. The fourth source that we're going to point to is not in the Bavli, but the Yishalmi in the seventh parak of Shabbos, in Halacha Beis, in Mishnah Beis, it's on Memdal Amud Aleph in the classical printing of the Yishalmi. So what does Yishalmi say?
I don't really fully understand it, but that we've got 39 Malachot and we have Toldot, and then Toldot that are related to the Malachot, they go under one of the Avot, and ones that aren't go under Makeh B'Fadish.
Oh. So why is that significant for our discussion? What do you think, Jeremy?
Because it shows that it's kind of what we've been saying about Lotasa Kol Malacha, perhaps, that you could just throw anything that seems like it's Aser, it's a Malacha, into this general Aser of Lotasa Kol Malacha, that we're no longer, the Yerushalmi doesn't accept that option. It says, no, everything has to be confined to the specific Malacha, and Makabat HaPatish just happens to be the best one to throw.
Right, but do you think the Yerushalmi is rejecting that approach entirely?
Yeah.
Think so?
Because okay. It only accepts either as...
So I'll say the Yishalmi is cleverly navigating in between. Because if the Yishalmi didn't hold this broader category of Lo Sasa Kol Malacha, then it's a bit of a catch-22 to say that anything that you can't get into the Yishalmi says, anything you can't get into the Avos Malachos, you include under Lo Sasa, you include under Makab Patish. So I'm Dalar Ben Aleph. Min da Ashkechon Mismich Samchon.
Why?
So I'll explain a second. Hadelo Ashkechon, mismuch, if you can't find, let's say, a similar av melacha, so avdune mishum makve patish, to put it under the iser makve patish. So I think if Jeremy was totally correct that the Yishalmi is saying everything has to fall under a category of the avos melachos, because the Yishalmi rejects that there's a general iser melacha, well then there's a problem, because the Yishalmi is implicitly acknowledging that there's some antecedent reason to be mechayiv you for certain things that don't fall under the avos melachos.
But it's saying that you can't do that unless it's in the framework of the avos melachos.
Right. So I think it's navigating in between. I mean, Jeremy's saying the Yishalmi does away with this general Isra Malacha. Right? So I'm saying if the Yishalmi didn't implicitly recognize that there's a category of Malacha independent from the Avos, then it's somewhat incoherent to say that anything that should be Asra on Shabbos should fall under the category of Makav Patish. It presupposes that there's that general category that exists. What it rejects is that that category can exist on its own. It has to be classified under an Av Malacha. I think the Yishalmi actually is evidence of this general theme, in that it recognizes antecedently this category. The Yishalmi somewhat mitigates it by compressing it under Makav Patish. Why Makav Patish? If we get to understanding the Malacha Makav Patish, we'll see that if there's one Malacha that has no specific Tzura, so it's Makav Patish. Every Malacha has a specific mode of violation. It has a specific form. Kotzer of Tochein has a specific action. Makav Patish is, it's an Isser without a Tzura. It's the last, it's the finishing product of anything. So sometimes it might be defined in
this is the right kind of Tzura, but that's still a Tzura.
Why? The finishing touches of anything.
Right, it has to have a certain amount of Kvius, right? There are still guidelines to what Makav Patish is.
There are guidelines, but it's not defined as a specific action. So baking is a specific it's a specific action. Here it's defined by just being the last stage in a process. Now that could be a lot of things. Like going to the mikvah might be like makav patish. That's very different from the makav patish of hammering in the last nail on a table. That would be the suggestion. That's why the Yishalmi thinks it's the everything falls under this category. I think the Yishalmi is navigating between.
What did you say? If the Yishalmi didn't recognize an Isser Kali, what would Yerushalmi have to say about a random thing that we know is Aser?
Well, there wouldn't be such a thing. There wouldn't be such a thing, because you're reconstructing your Iser Malacha from the Mishkan. So yeah, this is Aser. So it's Aser Mishum this. This is Aser. It's Aser Mishum that. Our Avos come from the Mishkan. So things that are Domelahem, similar kinds, and in philosophy the problem is always what's a similar kind. But whatever that is, the similar kinds will fall under their Avos. But what's this implicit recognition that there are things which are usher that don't fall under a category? It presupposes that there are things which are generically usher. Rachel, you have another question?
No.
All right. So that's the Yishalmi is another important source. The fifth source is perhaps less telling, and that doesn't leave us with something lemaskana, but more telling in terms of the psukim. So here I refer to the Gemara in Kufiyot Zayin on the base, where the Gemara is a Havamina that Rediyas HaPas and Tkia Shofar will be Asra on Shabbos as Malachos. So for example, the Gemara, the Brisa says on the last small line on Kufiyot Zayin on the base, Tanur Rabbanan, Shachach Pas Petanur V'Kiddush Elav Hayom. Let's say you leave bread inside the oven on Shabbos. Then Shabbos comes around, so the Gemara says that there's a heter, matzilin mazon shalosh seudos. You're allowed to save enough for three meals. So the bread's in the oven, it's cooking, you're allowed to take enough out for three seudos. So the Gemara says, eini, and then the Gemara says, kishu rode lo yer de bimardel v'saken. You can't take it out with the normal thing that you take the bread out of the oven with, so you can't take it with like the normal, I guess, thing that, I don't know, they have in like pizzerias, they put it in, so you can't take it out with that. So you have to like, kind of like scrape it out with a knife. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Why do you have to do it with a shinoi? It should be mutter legamri, after all. Tanad Rebbe Shmuel, lo sasa kol melacha, yatzav tkia shofar verdi as apas, shehi chachma ve'ena melacha. We have a brisa that tells us that taking bread out of the oven is not a melacha, it's a chachma, chachma ve'ena melacha hi. So why do you have to do it with a shinoi? It's not a melacha, just take it out. That's the Gemara's question.
What does chachma ve'ena melacha mean?
It means it is a wisdom and it is not a labor.
Oh, okay.
What does that? What does the category mean?
I was just wondering how Chokhma, the only time I can think of it, I don't know if even the term is used like by Chol HaMoed in terms of.
No, Shai Agnon likes this phrase a lot. Chokhma and Malacha. No, I'm serious.
Why can't it be both?
A Chokhma and a Malacha?
Yeah. Shofar is a Chokhma that also requires.
Right, so that made us think this is a Chokhma, Lafuke being a Malacha. That's what's building
it. It seems strange that they're mutually exclusive.
Right, that's what Mike is pointing out also.
I mean, they're trying to say that it's not a
lacha,
so they have. They're just
saying
it's a
chachma. No, it is a chachma, I'm saying.
Right.
Kiyah shofar is. Sometimes somebody can get up there and it takes nothing out of them. You just have to know the technique. It's finesse. So there's a problem with this Gemara, though. So maybe when we understand malachos more, we'll understand why malachos could be.
I appreciate the pizza guys a lot more.
Yeah, right? I was going to say, that's a stira to being a chachma sometimes. But I actually just had this afternoon. I was buying pizza and my slice fell on the floor before I got it. So I don't know. Tana de Rabbi Shmuel. So lo sasa kol malacha. So yatsa tkiyah shofar for dias apas. So you guys are asking, what's the reason to say that malacha excludes chachma, right? So you're right. So Rishonim were bothered by that question actually. And if you look at the Gemara in Kuf Lamed Aleph, which the Bach actually points to over here. Look at the Gemara Kuf Lamed Aleph and Beis. The Gemara has the exact same discussion, but the Gemara doesn't quote the pasuk of Lo Sasa Kol Malacha. Instead, what does the Gemara quote? Rachel? You're shaking your head before you knew the answer.
I'm shaking my head.
What?
I'm shaking my head.
Tana de Rabbi Shmuel, Kol Malachas Avoda Lo Sasu Yatsa Tkiyah Shofar V'Diyas Tapash Yichach Min Malacha. Kol Malachas Avoda Lo Sasu. And our Gemara quoted, Lo sasa kol malacha. So what's going on? Why do you have the same braisa according to two different psukim? So why do you have, which one makes more sense? So to solve Mikey and Q's question, which braisa makes more sense?
The second one,
why? Excellent, malachas avoda. And Meleches Avoda is coming to exclude something like Tekiyah Shofar, which is not Meleches Avoda. Or Rediyah Sapas, which is not Meleches Avoda. It's a Chochma Ve'ina Melacha. I mean, Melacha is kind of qualified by, it's modified by Avoda, labor. Tekiyah Shofar, Rediyah Sapas aren't those kinds of Melachos. They're Chochmos. I say they're Melachos Shel Chochma even. But our Gemara doesn't have that. But what's the problem with our Gemara? I mean, right. I mean, there's a problem with Kuf Lamed Aleph, because Kuf Lamed Aleph is a pasuk by Yontif. So maybe only on Yontif it's excluded as a malacha, but on Shabbos it would be a malacha. Kol malachas avodah lo sasu. So malachas avodah is a phrase by Yontov. So that excludes Tekiyah Shofar and Rediyah Sapas. But the phrase by Shabbos, that Kol malachas avodah, what does that have to do with excluding Tekiyah Shofar and Rediyah Sapas? If anything, kol is l'rabos.
Well, the context of this is Shabbos, not yet.
I know, but the Gemara is quoting this braisa of Rabbi Yishmael as a proof for Shabbos. So how did the Gemara know it's relevant? So this isn't my question. This is the question of the Rashba and Kufi Zayin Mibes. There are two very important points here in the Rashba. So it's Rashba di Ramascha v'hatana. Ikal meidak, mai kamaisi mi yom tov l'Shabbos. So he had the girsa on Kufi Zayin on Melech HaSavoda, like we have on Kuf Lamed Aleph. So he had the limud from a pasuk by Yom Tov. How could that be? My kamaisi mi yom tov l'shabbos, b'yom tov shayni dechsib be meleches avoda, aval b'shabbos dechsib lo sasa kol melacha, hakol b'chlal ha'iser. So this Rashba is very important, because right now he's suggesting that not only is there a difference, or an important difference in Shabbos and Yontif, but that the definition of melacha on Shabbos will be much more inclusive than the definition of malacha on Yom Tov. On Shabbos, the Havmin is saying, is it losasa kol malacha? I would have assumed that kol bechlal ha'iser. So even something like Rediyas HaPas, and even something like Tekiyah Shofar, which are only loosely defined as malachos, they would be considered malachos with respect to Shabbos. Whereas when you have a more restricted definition of malacha, like Yom Tov, malachas avoda, so then you would say that Tekiyah Shofar and Rediyas HaPas are not malachos. So maybe A, there's a difference between Meleches Shabbos and Meleches Yom Tov, and B, on Shabbos we're more expansive and Yom Tov we're more restrictive. The reason why that's important for our discussion about the general Isser is that he's assuming no one thinks that Rediyas HaPas and Tkiyas Shofar are part of Molechas HaMishkan. He's assuming that maybe the Havmin of Losasa Kol Molecha would say they're Osar on Shabbos, Doraisa, even though they're not going to be part of the Avos or the Toldos. And that's why they wouldn't carry over the Yom Tov. Those are five Gemaras that point to this this general category of losasa kol melacha. Gemara, the Rashba on Kufiyud Zayin, the Yushalmi about Makad Patish, the Gemara Mesachim and Zayin Mebeis, the Gemara Beitzach of Zayin Mebeis, and we're missing one.
Mesachim Hey?
No. That was just a question. Oh, I'm a Chamer. Yeah. Kufnan Dalet.
But the Rashba rejects it.
The Rashba rejects the Maskana.
Correct. He's saying that
the Havamina points that direction. Well, Maskana, he rejects it, and he ends up saying that really the Pasuk is from Yom Tov, and you could learn out anything from Yom Tov to Shabbos, which we'll discuss as Maskana in a minute.
Right, you could still theoretically hold that.
His Maskana is that really the Pasuk, really the Girsan Kuflamet Aleph is correct. Melechas Avoda is more restrictive, but there's no fundamental difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov. So anything that's Asur on Yom Tov will be Asur on Shabbos. That's the Maskan of the Rashba. And he brings a raya from a Mishnah Megillah, Ein Bein Shabbos L'Yom Tov Al-Ochal Nefesh Bilvad. So his Maskana is predicated on the assumption that you could learn out any Isser from Yom Tov to Shabbos, unless it's related to Ochal Nefesh. We'll see why that's problematic. Very problematic. What are Isser Melacha on Yom Tov? What's the most fundamental difference, leaving aside Chilek Melacha, leaving aside Heter Ochal Nefesh? What's the Isser Melacha on Yom Tov? What's the most important difference between Yom Tov and Shabbos in this regard?
Hotza.
Maybe Hotza. We'll talk about Hotza. Hotza will be a similar phenomenon to the Hav Amina in the Rashba. Maybe we'll talk about Hotza in a minute. What's the difference between Isser Melacha on Shabbos and Yom Tov? So Ochel Nefesh, the Mishnah and Megillah and Daf Zayin, Ein Bein Shabbos Yom Tov Ochel Nefesh Bilvad. Melacha Melacha Savoda, they're phrased differently. But what does the Gemara in Makos say about Isser Melacha on Yom Tov? Chafal from the Beis, do you see it? So here we have a Gemara that says Amar Rava, Chafal from the Beis. Amar Rava, Yesh Chilak Melachos B'Shabbos. Ein chilek malachos b'yom tov. On Shabbos, if you do 39 malachos b'helam echad, you're chayiv 39 times b'shigias malachos. On Yantif, if you do all 39 malachos, there's no onesh misa on Yantif, but if you do all the malachos b'helam echad or b'hasra echas, you're only chayiv once. You get one set of malchus. Why? Because yesh chilek malachos b'Shabbos. On Shabbos, the malachos are divided down into categories. Ve'ein chilek malachos b'yom tov. On Yom Tov, we only view this as a general iser of losasa kol malacha. It's true that you violate Yom Tov through kotzer, through tochein, through zorea, etc. But it's only one general iser of losasa kol malacha. Now, the Rishonim are bothered by a very specific problem here, which is that we have a klal of, anybody know? With respect to Malkus? Ain't lokan alav shebichlalos. You can't get Malkus for a cluster lav. There are three general exceptions to Malkus. Ain't lokan alav sheim b'maisa. Then you have the question of what are all the quasi-maisas, like dibur, b'dibur avid maisa. But ain lokin al alav shem b'maisa, ain lokin alav anitak lase. If a lav could be fixed up with an assay, you don't get malchus. And ain lokin alav shabachlalos. You don't get malchus on a lav, that's a broad category. Now, is there a common theme to all these three ain lokins? So my father, when we learned Pesachim, said he had a very nice idea. And that is in all three categories, there's a de-emphasis on the maisa. Ain't looking alav she'im b'maisa because there's no action at all. Lav anita klase, the very fact that this lav could be fixed up to an ase shows that the maisa itself wasn't so problematic. It's fixed up to an ase. And ein mokin alav shebechlolos is that when you have a lav that's kind of a blanket lav that includes a lot of different things, then the specific action is not as significant as the underlying principle behind it. So maybe there's a unified theme for all these ein lokins. Now the Rishonim here are very bothered by ein lokin alav shebechlolos. After all, there's one lav, ein chiluk malachos biyom tov, which is how we paskin, and yet you get malchus. I mean, first, we just saw the Gemara in Psachim Mem Zayin, which said if you're Mavashal, get on Nasha, the Yom Tov, it seemed like you got, I mean, it's clear you get Malkus. So why do you get Malkus? Ein Lokan Alav Shebuchlalos. Lo Sasa Kom Malacha, it includes 39 different things. So what's the answer? What would you say? Even if that's thing that we've shown him. Everybody think. Rebecca.
What was one example of
Lashe B'Cholos? You want examples of
Lashe B'Cholos? Yeah, he gave. I just forgot.
So let me give you a couple examples of Lashe B'Cholos.
Yeah. I was just going to say, maybe there's an interesting lot of things that just have a Esther Kali and things that are have an Esther Kali but have Gufin Mokhlaken. And maybe for Yom Tov they're still Gufin Mokhlaken or something.
Oh. Well, okay. Good. So maybe there are different levels of distinctions within these broader lavim klalim. Let me answer Mikey's question first. So you have different models of lav shebechlalos. One model is lo sochal al adam, which includes, for example, this is, I mean, the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvos and his Asagos to Shorish Tesh. I think I put that in the Marmon Kamos, right?
Yeah.
Right. The Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvos in his Asagos. So he gives a couple of examples there. Oh, he doesn't have. Okay, so one example of clearly lav shebechlalos is avodah zara kidarka. So if you worship avodah zara the way that over the avodah zara worship avodah zara, you don't get malchus because that's a lav shebechlalos. Okay, so for example, it says losa avdim, don't worship avodah zara. So now you could either do that through menashik, let's say kissing the avodah zara, or bowing down to the avodah zara, or hugging the avodah zara. The Torah doesn't care how you actually carry it out. It's a general category of losa avdim. You fill in however the popular way of doing avodah zara manifests itself. That's a lav shebechlalos, and you don't get malchus. That's one example. Another example is perhaps, or is clearly, lo sochal al adam, which includes, let's say, not eating dam, but also not eating before shacharis. Lo sochal al adam. I think somebody here gave the example.
Miri, I think.
Miri had that example? That's another example. Or, according to Rambam, maybe lifnei iver lo sitein michshol. To lav shebechlalos, because it incorporates not being machshil somebody physically, and also not giving them an eitz hasheino hoganes lahem, giving them bad advice. These are umbrella concepts. So you don't get malchus. Okay, so what about lo sasa kol melachav yom tov? Isn't that also an umbrella concept? So Tosus in Sanhedrin on Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, bothered by this question. And what does Tosus say? Dira maskal kula meino loka. Very interesting, Tosos. V'hadar minam perakama debetza d'mevashel gira nasha b'yom tov lo kechamesh lo chashvinan luhu lav shebechlalos. It's not considered lav shebechlalos. Dechsiv kol meleches avoda lo sasu kimo lo sa'avdeim d'hacha d'hasa mefarish tfei dechsiv avoda d'mishtameya kol melacha shehi avoda. When it comes to Yontif, so it's not a generic din of lo sasa kol melacha. Each melacha is hinted to specifically. Why? D'mishtameh kol melacha shehi avoda. So it seems like the pasuk is referring to distinct ma'aseh avera, which is somewhat what you were getting at, right? Oh. Now this is a bit ironic. Why? Because Tosus is pointing to a pasuk from Yom Tov, Kol Melechas Avoda, and he's saying what distinguishes between the different ma'asim is Kol Melechas Shehi Avoda. The Aruch Laner already points out. Aruch Laner on the Antosos here. Well, then it turns out that on Shabbos there should be more of a general Isser Kloli of all the Malachos than Yom Tov, because specifically in Yom Tov you have Kol Malachas Avoda, Kol Malachas Shehi Avoda, whereas on Shabbos it's just Kol Malachas Lo Sase. So ironically, on Shabbos where we say Yesh Chilik Malachos, which we thought three different sources in the Gemara, they're Chayva Kol Achas Va'achas. So on Shabbos, wow, so then it's going to be a general category of Lo Sase Kol Malachas, and on Yom Tov where we say Ein Chilik Malachos Lo Yom Tov, and you only Chayva Achas. So there the rationale for getting Malkus, for making it not a Lav Shabbos, is Kol Malachas Shehi Avoda. There's a certain irony here. So the Aruch Laner himself says, you know what, that's a good question. I like my question. But the category of Lav Shebecholos is not relevant to Shabbos, because on Shabbos, you're Chayiv Kares and Chatas. You're Chayiv Skila and Chatas. So there's no nafkamina to it being a Lav Shebecholos. So it doesn't matter. But the irony still exists, because he's saying that the term Lo Sase Kol Melacha is still more general on Shabbos than it is on Yom Tov, even though it's not going to have a practical application in Lav Shebechlalos, because Shabbos you don't get Malkus. But, he says, there's still being Nafgimina with respect to Mechamer. Because Mechamer is also assuming, we passing that Mechamer is also Mishim Lav. So how could you get Malkus on Mechamer if Mechamer is considered a Lav Shebechlalos with the rest of the Lamatas Malachos? Very clever. He says, "After the Shabbos, loksev rak lo sase kol melacha, the loksev avodah mikol makom lo kasha, eich mechayv and misa." Because on Shabbos, it's not malchus, it's misa and onshin. But then at the end, he says, "I, but mikol makom kasha." Oh, did I not quote it? Typically, the lav shebechlalos too. We should have said for mechamer that it's a lav shebechlalos. The lekaman de poligal zed de ein logan. He's not sure. Okay, but he's assuming here that mechamer would be included in the general category of lo sase kol melacha of Shabbos, like we were saying before with that day of the Ramban, and therefore there's a good argument to be made that you shouldn't get Malkus from Mechamer because of Ein Lokan Alav Shebechlalos, even on Shabbos. Whereas on Yontif, even though those Malachos are Ein Chilek Malachos L'Yom Tov, and they're all just one category, on Yontif they're more individuated on the basis of Kol Melechas Avoda. Okay, so it's a very strange and intriguing solution of Tosfos. This is all in contradistinction to the Ramban's solution to Lav Shebechlalos on Yom Tov. Tosa says it's not Lav Shebechlalos because Losa Avdim Avodah Zarah is one category, whereas the Malachos are distinct categories in Yom Tov. Losa. Kol Malacha Shehi Avodah. But the Ramban and the Meiri, Q, you saw the Meiri because you mentioned it a second ago, so what does the Meiri say?
I have a question mark
right now
about the Meiri.
You have a question mark?
Let me find it again.
It's the Meiri Bamitzia Kuf Tes Vomit Aleph. The Ramban says something very similar. The Meiri says like this: "Aval lo sase kol melacha amar b'yom tov shelokin al kol hamelachos. Why sheshem melacha achasi? Because the shem melacha is one. It's the exact opposite of Tosos. Tosos said that melachas avoda individuates them kol melacha sheyavoda. The Meiri says the reason why you get malchus on yontif is kol hamelacha sheshem melacha achasi. That's strange." Exact opposite, and they're solving the same problem. So similarly, they're
on the same problem. Wouldn't it be a Lav Shebechlalos because it's just one thing?
Yeah.
But that's the whole point of Lav Shebechlalos, that it's one thing with different
problem, right? Strange. What's he saying? The Ramban says the same thing also. The Ramban in Sefer Mitzvah Shorish Tes. So Ramban says, V'al tovin mehen mipnei shehamaisim halalu mishtanim. He's talking about Avodah Zarah. Blah, blah, blah. Don't tell me that the reason why Avodah Zarah Kedarka. Don't tell me that the reason why somebody's Ovid Avodah Zarah by Menashek and Megape, the way the non-Jews are Ovid Avodah Zarah. Don't tell me that that's a lav shebechlalos. Why? Because the Maisim Halalu Mishtanim. That's not true. Shari Shem Echad Lahem Shekulim Avodah Zarah. There's one Shem Isser for all of Avodah Zarah Kedarka. Vizeh Dome Lelav Dinevela. Ulelav Delosasu Kol Melacha Biyom Tov. Shehein harbe melachos mishunos hamaisa v'ha'inyon v'lokin alav. Okay, saying that this Isra Avodah Zarah is exactly like melacha and los and lav dinavela, where even though they're mishunos hamaisa, right, even though there are different actions, blah blah blah, then it goes on. Batam l'chol elu mipnei shekol hanichlalin v'lav shem echad lahem. The reason for Nevela, Yom Tov, and Avodah Zarah, Kedarka, is that they're all included under one lav, and Shem Echad Lahem. And therefore you get Malkus.
So doesn't Dam have Shem Echad?
Oh. So Ramban says, so what did the Gemara mean when it meant that Avodah Zarah is considered a lav shebechlalos and you don't get Malkus? Because the Gemara didn't mean it because of the lav of Losa Avdim, Avodah Zarah Kedarka. The Gemara meant that Avodah Zarah is considered a lav shebechlalos because it includes Avodah Zarah Kedarka ve'Avodah Zarah Shelo Kedarka. There are two different categories within Avodah Zarah. One of them is to worship Avodah Zarah the way the non-Jews worship Avodah Zarah. And there's also an Isser to worship Avodah Zarah the way you're supposed to devote in the Beis HaMikdash. And those are two distinct concepts, Kedarka and Shelo Kedarka. So a lav shebechlalos is only something which contains ununified themes. Avodah Zarah Kedarka, Avodah Zarah Shelo Kedarka, you're not going to get Malkus because those are two different shemos included under one lav.
That works for every lav shebechlalos.
What?
That works for all the other lav shebechlalos, doesn't it?
At least for this
model of lav shebechlalos. Shabbos is also Kedarka and Shelo Kedarka, right? Didn't we say that there's the 39 malachos and then there are the malachos that like Mechamer is, right?
Well, that's not say Shelo Kedarka.
I mean, Kedarka is specific to Avodah Zarah.
No, but the Bramban's point is that since these are two different worlds of Avodah Zarah and they're included under this one Isser, that's a Lav Shebechlalos. Okay. The point here is that it's true that the Ramban and the Meiri on the one hand are saying that Yontif is not a Lav Shebechlalos because it's Shem Echad. Tosu said Yontif is not a Lav Shebechlalos because it's distinct Isurim. They have different solutions. But the catch is that they're contrasting it to different models of Lav Shebechlalos. The Ramban's model of Lav Shebechlalos is a Lav that combines just unassociated Isurim. So the Sochal al Adam is one Pasuk that tells you don't eat before Shacharis. It also tells you don't eat Dam. And they're just unified under this one category. That's a lav shebechlalos. So relative to that, so the Isra Malacha is Shem Echad, because it's all one theme of Malacha, of Yantif. Tosos is assuming that a lav shebechlalos, Tosos is assuming that Avodah Zarah Kedarka is considered a lav shebechlalos. Or take Tosos' example here. Tosus is saying that just because Avodah Zarah itself is just a generic Isser, and you fill in the Maisa, like Megafif, Avodah Zarah Kedarka, so relative to that, so Yantif is distinct Isurim. So it just depends on what your model of Lav Shebechlalos is. So the Ramban, who has an ununified theme of Lav Shebechlalos, so relative to that, Isra Malacha is considered unified. That's the sheet of the Meiri also. Tosos, who starts off with a model of Lav Shebechlalos, of just of one common theme under generic Isra of Losa Avdeim, so relative to that, the Malachos are individuated. One's Choresh, one's Kotzer, one's Tochein. The Torah recognizes each one differently. Now, that doesn't mean that Tosus and the Ramban meet in the middle. It just means they're contrasting it to opposite extremes of lav shel b'chalos.
They both agree that avodah zarah would be lav shel b'chalos,
but for different reasons.
Right.
Tosfos here is assuming avodah zarah is lav shel b'chalos, even just because in avodah zarah kedarka, so the Torah doesn't care how you do it. There's no tzura. So relative to that, the malachos have distinct tzuros. The Ramban's comparing it to this blanket Isra of avodah zarah that includes unrelated isurim of avodah zarah kedarka and avodah zarah shelo kedarka.
Right.
Okay. So they're actually contrasting Isra malacha and yom tov with different models of lav shel b'chalos. Very clever. Oh. Fine. So we'll stop here. So we've seen these different different sources for this generic Isra malacha of Shabbos. We began to see already that there's a distinction between Isra Malacha of Shabbos and Yom Tov. Yesh chilek malachos l'Shabbos, ein chilek malachos l'Yom Tov. It's not clear what we mean by ein chilek malacha l'Yom Tov. Does it mean something closer to Tosus's kol malacha shehavoda where they're separate, or does it mean something closer to the Shem Echad l'Kulam of the Ramban and the Meiri? But why is there this difference between Isra Malacha of Shabbos and Isra Malacha l'Yom Tov? We saw already that the Meiri, the Rashba, was had a havmina to say that Isra Malacha of Shabbos will include Tekiah Shofar and Rudiyah Zapas, which are Chachmos Eina Malachos, whereas Malacha and Yom Tov wouldn't. So why is there this difference in the Isra Malacha, and why is there going to be a different definition of Malacha for Yom Tov and Shabbos? So we'll begin with on Sunday. I think I finished everything I wanted to cover today, actually. We'll do the Ravan also. But we'll begin with on Sunday is why is it specifically that some Rishonim are willing to see Hotzah as defined as a Malacha with respect to Shabbos, but not defined as a Malacha with respect to Yom Tov? What are they assuming about the fundamental difference between Isra Malacha of Shabbos and Yom Tov? What are they assuming about the Isra of Hotzah even on Shabbos? I mean, you could talk about two different models that account for that discrepancy. Is it because they're willing to say that on Shabbos Hotzah is defined as a Malacha, on Yom Tov it's not defined as a Malacha? Which presupposes that our definition of Malacha on Shabbos is different in our definition of Malacha on Yom Tov, which needs to be explained? Or is it because they assume, like we've been arguing until now, that on Shabbos there are things that are Aser that aren't defined as Malachos? Or maybe there are things that are considered quasi-Malachos that are Aser Mishum Lasasa Kol Malacha, but aren't really Avos from the Mishkan. So what does that presuppose? When you distinguish between Isra Malacha of Shabbos and Yom Tov with respect to Hotzah. So I'm going to email out Makoros either tonight or tomorrow on that topic. And I'll pick up.